On today's program, Andrew Womack will inspire you to reach out and take the healing that is yours in Jesus Christ. God wants you well, and that's the gospel truth. Now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Tuesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today, I'm continuing this series talking about God wants you well. I'm into our sixth week of this teaching, and this Friday will be my last day to teach on this. And I tell you, I have not covered everything. All I've done is lay a foundation, and I could just keep teaching on this all of the time. As a matter of fact, for those of you who watch my program a lot, you'll know that healing is an area that has really been a major deal for me. I believe God for healing, and I use healing as an example constantly when I'm teaching on things. So really, everything I teach, you could take and apply it towards this subject of healing, because I make that application often in my teaching. But we are nearing the end of this teaching that I have entitled God Wants You Well, and we've put together a special package of all kinds of different things. Some of these videos that I've been showing during the last 6 weeks of people who've been miraculously healed, we are also offering that in a package. We have a thing we call a better healthcare package. And Friday will be our last day to offer that. So if you wanted to get any of this, and I know that these testimonies have been an encouragement. I've heard a lot of great testimonies about how this just builds your faith. Please go to the effort of getting these materials. This Friday will be our last day to offer those. I've been talking about the laws of faith, and during the last few days, I've used Mark chapter 5 to illustrate this woman who came and touched the hem of Jesus' garment and that she was miraculously healed. And I've been using this to illustrate that the Lord didn't know who it was that touched him. He didn't size her up. He didn't critique her, evaluate her, and decide, okay, I'll let healing flow towards her. No, it's just like electricity. You go touch a live wire and boom, that power flows. There are laws that govern how electricity works. And if you fulfill those laws, if you're grounded, that power flows and it's not personal that it came and shocked you. It's just laws that govern how electricity works. Likewise, it's not God that personally heals one person and doesn't heal another person. God has already generated the power. He's placed this power on the inside of us. But there are laws about how the healing power of God manifests. And the reason so few people are receiving their healing is because they don't know these laws. And so this is what I've been talking about. And yesterday, I was talking from Mark chapter 5 about how that this woman had to hear before she had faith. Romans 10:17 says faith comes by hearing. So one of the laws is that somebody has to tell you the truth, either a preacher or you read it in the Bible, but it's the truth that you know that sets you free. The truth doesn't just set you free. This Bible is truth, John 17:17. But you could take this Bible and lay it on top of your head and you'll never get healed. The truth doesn't heal you. It's the truth you know that heals you. It's the truth you know that sets you free. John chapter 8, verse 32. And one of the reasons that people aren't being healed is because they don't know the truth. They don't know what God's Word says. And how can you believe if you haven't heard? How can you hear except somebody preach? How can you preach except they be sent? I'm telling you, this is really simple, but it's profound. And people say, all right, I got that point. Go on. Well, until you start studying the Word, until you get this to the point that it changes your actions, you need to hear, have it said over and over and over again. You know, today I want to play the testimony of Leslie and Mary Decker. These are some people that came to our school. Tom Decker, the father, the husband and the father in this family, he grew up here in the Colorado Springs area, but he became a very successful oil man, and he went to Australia, and that's where he met Leslie. She's an Aussie, and they married there. And anyway, Leslie and Mary had severe asthma problems, and they left a house that they thought they were going to stay. It was beautiful. They had all these things in Australia, but they came back to Colorado for the weather, for the dry climate that was better on these asthma problems. And actually, Tom and Leslie just had God tell them supernaturally that they were going to go to Bible school, and they got on the internet and started looking up and found one right here in Colorado Springs, and came, and they had never heard of me. And anyway, I'll let them give their testimony, but it illustrates perfectly what I'm trying to talk about, that Leslie and Mary were suffering, I mean, even to the point of coming close to death through these asthma attacks. And the reason that they weren't being healed was because they didn't hear the truth. They just hadn't heard some of these things. And when they came to our Bible college and started hearing the truth, it wasn't very long at all until this truth that they knew began to set them free. That goes right along with this story in Mark chapter 5 of the woman first of all had to hear about Jesus. So we're going to play this DVD for you and let Leslie and Mary share their testimony about how God healed them. And I'll be back at the end of the program today.
There's something about healing we don't understand. And we have to find out. And better be careful when you say, I'll go anywhere, because God will take you up on it.
The healing journey of Tom and Leslie Decker began in Australia with a life-threatening illness. It led them eventually to Charis Bible College in Colorado Springs, where they received the missing keys to a complete recovery. Every year, CBC students experience powerful changes in their lives simply by sitting under the teaching of the Word of God. This is Tom and Leslie Decker's story.
I grew up here in Colorado Springs and went off to college. Started in the oil business, started my own oil company at 24 years old, and was able and blessed enough to retire at 40.
We were set. You know, Tom had retired from the oil business at 40, and we had our house paid for. We were a quarter mile from the beach. We were set. We had everything that we could possibly want, except our daughter and myself. We were being attacked by asthma.
The environment was very much affecting both of them. The day we arrived, actually, in Australia, we were staying in a tent. The environment in Australia at Christmas time is their summertime. We were staying in a tent, camping out, and my wife got very sick. And it was a week of touch and go with a lot of illness. But then my daughter got it. And that's where it really became a bigger revelation of how serious it was.
Whether it's a headache, cancer, or asthma, if it's a threat on your life, it's a threat on your life.
My wife had had it evidently when she was a younger child and thought she'd outgrown it and never realized it would affect my daughter.
She's sitting on my hip. She's blue all over. And I'm pumping the Ventolin into her, and she's... and we're waiting for the ambulance 18 minutes. Yeah, it's a long time when your child is blue and gasping for breath.
Calling an ambulance, a helpless feeling as a father to my daughter of her turning blue, nothing I could do. All my years in the oil business, I was always a safety officer. I knew how to do CPR. I knew how to revive people, and yet... none of that would be any good to my daughter.
She was in intensive care 5 days with completely full lungs of fluid. She didn't grow for 3 years.
I remember days sitting on the bed, and both my wife and daughter would have masks on, these ventilators running, hissing, and I'm thinking, how helpless I am. Doctors couldn't do anything. I couldn't do anything.
My daughter and I were dying of asthma, and we should not be. I'm born again. He healed me. I should not be sick.
Some other things had happened while I was in Australia. I had retired from my oil company, lost all my identity, and brought me to be born again when I was needing Jesus in my life. And that had changed a lot of things in us, and we'd started seeking Him out more little by little.
I'd received a miracle healing but couldn't maintain it. Mary had received a miracle healing, but we couldn't maintain it. We got well enough to survive.
We needed to get equipped. We had heard about this armor. We had heard about some things in the Word, but we didn't know the Word. And we had heard that there was a way of dealing with this and a way of fighting back and to There was an authority, but we didn't know about that authority.
Why are we still sick? We shouldn't be sick. We didn't understand, and that was when, you know, Tom was in that same place. I don't know what we can do. And I said, there's something about healing we don't understand, and we have to find out. And better be careful when you say, I'll go anywhere, because God will take you up on it.
So we came back to Colorado also seeking to be equipped to go to a Bible college, not knowing where. When we arrived, we lived in our fifth wheel trailer and traveled around Colorado. Before coming here, we had searched internet after internet, seeking out school after school of which one might be right.
I'd been looking on the internet for over a year for Colorado and some type of Bible college. And so we're at this YWAM, and Tom says to me after we walk out, he said, I've waited all my life to go to Bible college, and I need more. 3 months is not enough. I need more. And so he said, go back to the internet. Let's go to the library down in Trinidad. That's where our fifth wheel was parked, and went to the library. It was 6 o'clock or almost 6 o'clock, and typed in the same words on the same search engine, and Colorado Bible and College. A whole year, nothing had come up, but this time up comes Colorado Bible College, because that's what Karis Bible College used to be called. Printed out, I show it to Tom, and he said, well, it's got to be good. It's got Colorado in the name. So,
me being a Colorado boy, I said, that's it. We didn't know Andrew Womack. We didn't know anything about the school. We called and went in the next day and sought an interview, and it just seemed to be the right school. We still didn't know about Andrew, his teaching or what his revelation was, but the school just seemed to fit at that moment. And we signed up right then and there.
A student says to me on the first day, so, when did you hear of Andrew? Andrew who? Andrew Womack. No, never heard of him. You don't know who Andrew Womack is? No. What's the big deal? Who is he?
They go, you came all the way from Australia, and you guys don't even know Andrew Womack? And we said, yeah.
He's the president of the college. Oh, that's nice. And I'm thinking, a bit weird. You know, she's idolizing president of the college. And she goes, what'd you come here for? Where'd you come from? And I went, Australia. Why'd you come here all the way from Australia? Because we prayed. We need to find out about healing. And God led us here, so we're here. So do you think I'll find out? And she goes, oh, yes.
We didn't have a clue. We didn't have a clue what we were getting into or what we'd be taught or how to change our life. We did not have a clue.
After hearing Andrew teach on our dominion, who we are in Christ, our authority as a believer, hearing Don Crow teaching about the kingdom of God, I knew it's time to go off the drugs. And I went off them about 5 days into it. I couldn't breathe. And I prayed and I said, well, God, I don't care if I go to my knees. I don't care if they're going to raise me from the dead. I'm not going back to those drugs. I don't care. It's over. I know that I don't need it. And everything in the natural was screaming at me. You know, you can't breathe. It's pretty loud. And I said, you know, is there anything I really need to do? Get a second prayer. It'll be over. And at that point, I remembered the scripture about the blind man and how Jesus prayed the second time, that he'd come so far in that first prayer, but that second prayer finalized the whole thing. He could see. So I went down to college and I said, well, God's telling me I've got to get my friends to pray for me. Last prayer. I said, Andrew, you know, that guy who was blind, he needed to have more spit. And second prayer. I said, I need more spit. And he said, you want me to spit on you? So, you know what I'm saying, Andrew. He says, yeah, yeah, I'm just toying with you. And so they prayed and that was it. It was over. I've been drug-free, symptom-free since October 2001.
God's a good God all the time. 40 years of my life and where I'd been and what I saw, and I think I saw quite a bit of this world. and was very educated in that, but I never knew that God was such a good God and that he wanted to bless me and heal me and more than I did. And that was something I learned in school. I choked on it a little bit the first early days of school when people would say, God's a good God. And I would, because I used to blame God for so many things in all our lives. Why? And yet, one day it finally clicked and I got revelation on how good he was.
So it's like, okay, God, what about Mary? Don't worry, she's talking to me. When she's ready, just as you were ready, she'll come tell you. So February 1st, 2002, she comes to me, Mama, I've had a little prayer. I said, yeah, it's usually a little one. What is it? She said, I don't need these puffers anymore. I said, fine, you're done. And that was it. We threw them out. She's been drug-free, symptom-free since. So, you know, for our family, we believe the word. And that's it. That's final. And we lived in England for 3 years. So people could say, oh, but you've moved back to Colorado to that nice, good, dry air. We've lived in England for 3 years. Wet, moldy, cold, damp. If there was ever a trigger, it was there. Mary and I have been to Africa twice. Wet, rainy season the first time, molds, burning garbage down the street, so there's smoke, all of the triggers, but we didn't believe that. God heals you, he heals you all the way. You can go anywhere in the world and do God's work. You know, I have just as much authority here in Colorado as I do in Australia, as I do in Africa, as I do in England. That doesn't change. Our authority is the same. And Satan's no more powerful in Australia or Africa or England or here in Colorado. He's a defeated foe. So it's a matter of what you're going to believe.
I've seen more miracles in the last 6 years than I have in my first 40 years. I've seen more people changed, more hearts restored, more families restored, that if we just do that one thing of seek him out, then I guarantee you it'll make a difference in your life. Has mine, it has my family, and I'm just looking forward to the future. I used to not look forward to the future, but now I can because of what I can see how blessed we can be.
We've seen amazing miracles. We've experienced fantastic miracles in Africa, in England, in our own life here in Colorado. You know, miracles happen. They happen everywhere.
We hope that you've been encouraged by the Deckers healing journey. A special thank you is due to the partners of Andrew Womack Ministries who've invested in Charis Bible College, where lives are changed every day. And now, here's Andrew.
Praise God. I hope that testimony blessed you. And you know, the Deckers went on to graduate from our school, and then Tom and Leslie and Mary moved to England and ran our England school for 3 years and were just a tremendous blessing to us. You know, there's so many testimonies with this family that I could give, but that's just touching the tip of the iceberg. Tom himself, he was a very successful businessman and, financially stable and successful in all of these things, but he was a very shy, timid person. He wasn't a speaker or anything like that. I think the first year that he was at our school, I'd say hi to him and he'd just nod his head. Second year, he might have said hello back. He was getting a little bolder. But when he went on our missions trip, he had to speak in front of a church. And Tom, I mean, he was a great businessman. He had been successful in a lot of ways, but speaking in front of people was not something that blessed him. And he prayed about it. Anyway, it's a long story. But when he got up in front of this group, the power of God came. And it turned out that every person in the church, including the pastor, they just fell on the ground. I think this was in Kenya or either Uganda. And they just fell on the ground and were out cold under the power of God. And Tom just had to get up and leave because everybody was out. And I mean, God used him. And the power of God flowed through him to such a degree that it became addictive. And then he went over and worked for us in the Bible school in England, and he started ministry back to people that are in the oil fields, Recently, he's been working at the United States Air Force Academy, and he came and told me the other day, he says, man, he's got how many people there are there, but thousands of them, and they're all his missions field. And he's just talking to anything that'll move about the power of God. And, you know, all of this started because they began to learn some truths that they didn't know. Now, both Tom and Leslie and Mary, they all love God. I wish you could get to know this family because they really do love God. I mean, they are passionate about it. They loved God before they came to the Bible school. The Bible school is not what gave them their love for God. They already knew Him, but it gave them knowledge of how God is and how His faith works and how healing works. And when they got this knowledge, it's just like all of the scriptures that I've been using. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him. When they got knowledge and they begin to start hearing the truth that God isn't the one who makes you sick, God isn't the one who has put these diseases on you. And God, it's not just up to God whether He will or won't do it. It's not based on your holiness. When they begin to learn these laws, then all of a sudden the power of God that was already on the inside of them, they made the connection, the power flowed, and their physical bodies got healed. I tell you, I just can't overemphasize this. And let me just say some things. I want to preface this by saying that I have no benefit, or there is no benefit to me to say this. It isn't selfish motivated. I'm not trying to say this for any ulterior motive. But there are many of you who watch me on television, and you're receiving truths that you have never heard. One of the typical comments that we get, people say, I've been a Christian for 20, 30, 40 years or whatever, and I've never heard this. I've never learned it. I go to church every day of my life, and I've never heard this. And there are many of you that are in that condition, and you're learning things that you've never learned. And yet, you stay in a church that is not teaching you the truth. You give your money to that church that isn't teaching the truth. Because this is where your grandparents went, or whatever the motive is. But I'm telling you that there are many of you that are, in a sense, bootlegging the gospel off of me. You can't get it in your church, and you have to come to this television program or get my materials. And again, I'm not saying I'm not willing to do that, but I'm saying you ought to put more of an importance on it than that. You ought to find you a place where the Word of God is being taught, and you need to put an importance on this because it's one of the laws of God, how healing works. I'm out of time today, but if you'll listen, our announcer is going to give you some information, and please call or write and get these materials.
Andrew's complete teaching titled, God Wants You Well, is available in a brand new book for a gift of $14 or more. Request book number T330 when you contact us. You can also get this teaching in a companion study guide for a gift of $35 or more. Request study guide T430. The entire series is also available on either CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program. Each is available for a gift of $30 or more. Request item T1036C for the CDs or item T1036D for the DVDs. Or you can receive the book, study guide, and album as part of the Better Healthcare Package. The package includes your choice of either the CD or DVD series, the new God Wants You Well book, along with a companion study guide, plus Healing Journeys Volume 1 and Volume 2, and the Healing Scriptures CD. The entire package has a catalog value of $136, but today we'd like to offer it to you for a gift of $100 or more. To get the Better Healthcare Package, request item T4505. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fourth teaching in the God Wants You Well CD series titled The Laws of Faith is available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this fourth CD free of charge. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Or you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
It's our premier event of the year, the 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Join us Monday, June 28th through Friday, July 2nd at the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel for an experience you'll never forget. Morning speakers include Karis Bible College instructors, and Andrew Womack will be teaching each evening. Praise and worship with Charlie and Jill LeBlanc. A full children's ministry and so much more. Bring the family and enjoy Colorado. For reservations and more info, log on to awmi.net and click on Meetings. The 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference, June 28th through July 2nd.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in the UK for the Grace and Faith Family Camp next week, May 28th through the 31st, in Woodland Park, Colorado, June 26th for the Pikes Peak Christian Artist Festival, and in Colorado Springs for the Summer Family Bible Conference, June 28th through July 2nd. He'll also be in Minneapolis, Minnesota for a Gospel Truth Seminar July 15th through the 17th, in Durant, Oklahoma July 28th through the 30th, and in Boston, Massachusetts for a Gospel Truth Seminar August 12th through the 14th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more Gospel Truth.
If you don't act on what you heard and believe, then it is dead. You know, if you go back to this analogy about electricity, if you somehow or another didn't act on your faith, it would be like having some kind of an insulation over that thing that just keeps the power from flowing. It stops the flow of that electricity. It insulates it. It stops it. Well, faith without works stops the power of God from operating.
The Great Abbey at Pannonhalma, Hungary, has stood like a city on a hill for 11 centuries, declaring the authority and majesty of the Roman Catholic Church. But in recent years, the Archabbot felt the need for a true spiritual revival, and he opened the doors to Andrew Womack.
But it was when I finally quit trying to earn God's love and just asked for it by grace that I experienced it.
Andrew's teachings are transforming the monks and students in several abbeys in Hungary today. For a complete report on this story, go to awmi.net and click on Today's News Feature. Invest yourself in a message that brings new life.